The Oakland Raiders are mired in a miserable season. Just 3 wins, 10 losses. The Raiders are in last place in the AFC West. And this is just the first season of a 10-year, $100 million contract for head coach John Gruden. And now the Raiders may have some more bills to pay because the city of Oakland is suing the team and the NFL over the Raiders' plan to relocate to Las Vegas in 2020. Mike Pesca is here now, sports analyst. He hosts the daily podcast, The Gist, at Slate.com. Hi, Mike.
Hi.
So Oakland, the city, says that Oakland, the team, and the NFL formed an illegal cartel, you know, to sort of grease the skids and help the Raiders in this move to Las Vegas. How would the NFL do that, and why would they do that?
Okay, maybe that cartel imagery or idea is a little bit of a reach. So to back up, the Raiders are planning to move to Las Vegas, mm-hmm. and Oakland was spurned by all of this, and Oakland invested in the Raiders being there and mm-hmm. feels like a little bit jilted. And also, they make the argument that they have some actionable legal remedies. So what they're saying is that the Raiders were allowed by the NFL to move to Las Vegas as long as they paid a fee of over $300 million. Oof. So it's sort of like a shakedown where one member of the quote-unquote cartel pays off the other ones, and then they get to break contracts with Oakland and Oakland Alameda Stadium, County Stadium. There's mm-hmm. a lot of irony going on here because under Mark Davis, the current Raiders, under his father, Al Davis, the owner of the Raiders, Al Davis was the most litigious man in professional sports. And he would sue the NFL and do whatever he wanted. Mm-hmm. And at one point, he even won an antitrust lawsuit against the NFL. Mm-hmm. So now it's a little taste of his own medicine.
Well, but I got a question. So this is all in 2020 that this proposed move was supposed to happen. Mm-hmm. If in fact, you know, so this lawsuit's going along, how does that impact the move? And where do the Raiders go next year?
Right. So how does it impact the move? The suit is actually not about the move. The suit is not asking anyone to block the move.
Okay.
It's asking for payments because of the move.
Okay.
But the Raiders were planning on staying in Oakland and paying the stadium and paying the city. And now the owner, Mark Davis, says, I don't really feel great about paying them $3, 4, 5 million. But, you know, I'd hate to do it to the fans. Right. Because he cares so much about the fans
that
of Oakland.
Leaving.
That's why he's leaving. Right. That's why his father left for Los Angeles. That's why, you know, he's in this like decades long fight with every municipality that would or wouldn't have him. So, yeah, it could complicate things. Mm-hmm. Or maybe it'll just, you know, up the asking price for Oakland. They'll get a few million more dollars out of this.
Okay.
Mike, let's put our eyes to the sky now and talk about something else in the sports world this week. NBA star Steph Curry was on a podcast with some other players. They were talking about conspiracy theories, and Curry expressed doubt that the moon landing really happened. Let's listen.
We ever been to the moon?
Nope.
They're going to come get us. I don't think so.
Elon Musk.
Sorry, I don't want to start a conspiracy.
They ain't been on the moon.
You don't think so?
So Curry now says he was joking, and he's going to visit NASA. But tell us what's going on here.
Yeah, his fellow astrophysicists on that podcast, Kent Bazemore and and Vince Carter, didn't seem to strongly disagree with him. I have such admiration for Steph Curry. He seems to comport himself in a very dignified and kind of forward-looking way off the court. Just a couple of weeks ago, a young girl wrote into him and said, I'd like to buy your shoes, but they don't come in girl sizes.
And
Right. The brilliant letter he wrote back, and he invited her to games, and he said, we're correcting this. So I wouldn't say I put the guy on a pedestal. He's one of the most exciting players. But it's like, well, there's a guy that, as a fan, I think mostly positive things about.
But what about the fact that this is not the first time something like this has happened? Kyrie Irving said the earth is flat, but then backed off and apologized to science teachers.
But he went around for a long time saying the earth was flat.
People really look up to these guys. Yeah. And when
this
they
is
say
what I
stuff like, yeah.
I think ahead. Kyrie Irving really did believe that, or to the extent that he had strong beliefs, he he wasn't kidding. I have no idea if Steph Curry was kidding. I don't know why. I don't exactly know what the joke was there. I don't know why the other two guys agreed with him. But I find this disturbing. Am I so uncool to think that of exactly what you said, Jeremy, that a prominent guy who little kids and teenagers and maybe even adults like me look up to could say this and normalize a wackadoo conspiracy theory? Maybe it's because I'm a stuck-in-the-mud journalist, but I don't like even giving voice to these theories. And if this seems funny and benign, we have seen so many instances where the infection of nonfiction with conspiracy thought truth in the real world has had terrible consequences. So I really didn't love this. I would much rather have my NBA players, you know, being fascinated by lunar modules or something having to do and rooted in actual science.
And at least Steph Curry now says he will happily accept NASA's invitation to tour the lunar lab at the Johnson Space Center in Houston. Mike Pesca here, Now Sports Analyst and editor of the book Upon Further Review, The Greatest What Ifs in Sports History. What if Steph Curry
was right?
Was right.
Oh, God.
No, not right. Mike, thanks.